Base hit for Caballero in the second inning. First pitch to the Fernandez in the righty-righty matchup. Slider misses low, and it's 1-0. That was Harrington's 51st pitch of the game. Righty with a long pause, milking down that pitch clock. Now the 1-0. Slider misses up and in. Two balls and no strikes to start the at-bat for Andrew Fernandez. Two zero pitch. Fastball driven towards second. Great grab by Termar Johnson. Snares a rocket flashing behind the second base bag for out number two. Back-to-back hard hit balls for outs. That one at 103 off the bat. And with two away, Harrison Spahn steps in. 0 for 1 in the game. Grounded out back to the mound on a check swing in the second inning. First pitch fastball to him. Somehow misses up and in. Looked to be good from here, but it's 1-0. Harrington set. One ball offering. Coming home. Call the strike. Slider bends away. Awkward looking check swing from Spahn. I believe the call was on the pitch, not the swing. Regardless, strike one to even up the count. 1-1 from Harrington with two away. Check swing, foul ball for strike two. Spahn has been checking a lot and making contact a lot when check swinging. Did it for an out last inning, did it for a strike there. Pitch was in the zone regardless, though. Harrington trying to set him down in order for a fourth time tonight, the 1-2 pitch. Misses away, slider bends off the outside part of the plate, and it's 2-2 now. Two away. Deuces wild, the pitch from Harrington to Spahn. Fastball bounced in there, and the count 3-2 now. Wind really starting to whip in from center field now. A very stiff gust. Full count, two away. Payoff pitch in the fifth. Check swing, appeal. No, I don't know about that one. Spahn gets away with the check swing and reaches with two outs here in the top of the fifth. Looked like he went around and then some there. But it brings up Torin Montgomery, who's 0 for 1 with a ground out. Man at first. First walk of the night for Harrington. Pitch to Montgomery. Fastball, inner half. Reads as a ball, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes, two away, man at first. Pitch. Slider fouled off. Crashes in the protective netting above Bradenton's dugout on the first base side for a strike to even things up at 1-1. Ball and a strike with two away. Harrington has allowed just two base runners tonight. 1-1 pitch to Montgomery. Runner goes, swing and a miss, throw down from Planchy. They got him by a mile. Spahn had no chance there. Good throw and a comfortable tag applied to end the inning. Marauders set him down in roundabout 1-2-3 fashion. And we go to the home fifth, still scoreless when we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Leecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the home fifth at Leecom Park, Alexander Mojica leading it off in a scoreless game. Two hits for Bradenton, one for Jupiter thus far. First pitch to Mojica, fastball misses up and out for ball one. Miller still on the mound for the Hammerheads, though. Jupiter have activated the bullpen and left. 1-0 pitch. Mojica takes, elevated heater misses well above the zone, and it's 2-0 now. Three walks, pair of strikeouts, and two hits surrendered. Thus far for Miller, the 2-0 pitch. Mojica grounds one sharply to first, but it skips foul into the hands of first base coach Casey Harms, who's going to hand it off to a couple of fans. It's strike one, 2-1 the count to Mojica. Batting 133 in the last five games. Next pitch, fouled straight back, high fastball. Crashes into the backstop, goes down as strike number two. Next pitch, rolled over towards third, cut off by McCants. His throw to first in time to get Mojica, and there's one away. Hammerheads with the arm of Brady Encarnacion getting loose in the bullpen. Right-hander. Giovanni Planchart steps in, walked on four pitches in the third inning. Takes slider low and away here for ball one. Marauders have left four on in the first four innings of their offense tonight. 1-0 pitch to Planchy. Fastball hummed right over the heart of the plate, called a strike, and it's 1-1. One's across the board, one out. 1-1 count. Pitch coming. Driven to right, foul and out of play for strike two. One and two with one away. Planchart's going to step out, regrip some pine tar. Now stepping back into the right-handed batter's box. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch from Miller. Driven into center, a sinking liner. That one's going to get down in front of Sanoha. One out single for Planchart. Marauders get their third knock of the evening. And put yet another man on here. Third base hit of the game. Flips it back to the top of the order in Jesus Castillo. He has walked and flied out today. 0 for 1. Man that entered this game batting an unbelievable 343 in the last 10. Fouls off the first pitch heater here straight towards the Marauder dugout for strike one. Swaggerty waits on deck, making his second rehab appearance. Planchart with good speed for a catcher at first. Takes his lead off. Miller's set. Switch hitter Castillo batting lefty. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. All sorts of messed up on that swing was Castillo. Changeup way below the zone for strike two. 0-2, one away. Go ahead, run it first in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch from Miller. On its way. Swing and a miss. Jesus chases in the dirt. Strike three. out number two, a rare, ugly chase from Jesus Castillo. Brings up Travis Swaggerty, who's one for one, a walk and a base hit for him. Marauders have gotten a man on in every inning except for the fourth. Got two on in the first, one on in the second, and a pair reached in the third. As Swaggerty watches a fastball miss just below the knees and gets ahead 1-0 to start this trip. Planchy at first, held on by Montgomery. 1-0 pitch. Swaggerty takes a big cut and a big miss at a changeup out in the outer half for strike one. Deeper that Miller has gone into this outing, the more we've seen the changeup from him. Really didn't feature it much in the first couple of innings. Now the 1-1. Swaggerty takes another changeup this time. Rolls low and away, misses the corner, and it's 2-1. Miller trying to make it five scoreless. He's set the next pitch. Misses low. Three balls and a strike now to Swaggerty. Hitter-friendly count to the Marauders' two-spot man. Down on rehab from AAA Indianapolis. Pitch. Misses low. Ball four. Swaggerty walks for the second time tonight. That moves Planchart up into scoring position on second and brings Rodolfo Nolasco to the plate. Alasco struck out and flied out in the first and third innings, respectively. And now a mound visit here for Jupiter from pitching coach Glenn Dishman. Well, we have a moment. Upcoming schedule for your Marauders. 6:30 matchup tomorrow. Mental Health Awareness Night and Paws and Claws at the ballpark. Also a kids club night here at Lee Comp. Then Saturday, a 6:30 kickoff on Military Appreciation Night. Discounted tickets for veterans, rather free tickets for veterans, discounted for their families. Post-game fireworks to follow. Light up the sky here in the friendly city after what is hopefully a Marauders victory. Tomorrow evening, J.P. Massey will start for Bradenton in that Friday night matchup tomorrow. Rodolfo Nolasco in. Mound meeting concluded. Marauders a base hit away from taking the lead as Nolasco watches the breaking ball miss way low and outside. Bounced in the dirt. Snared well by Fernandez. It's 1-0. Ball and no strikes with two away. Set is Miller, the pitch. Swing and a tip. Straight back towards the catcher for strike one. Nolasco got a hanging breaking ball. Couldn't time it up, though. Count even at one apiece. Empty bullpen for Bradenton. Encarnacion still throwing for Jupiter. Ball and a strike, two away. Pitch. Pop foul. Out of play, back behind home plate. 1-2 now. Nolasco has twice stepped to the dish with two men on. Yet to put something down on the ground. Ball and two strikes, two away. Planchard at second, Swaggerty at first as the pitcher Miller spins towards the back. Nobody holding Planchy on. Didn't have much of a considerable lead. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Oh, my goodness. Called strike three. That's the ABS for you, and that'll end the inning. Marauders strand a pair, and we go to the sixth. Still scoreless. We return to Lee Comp Park on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network.
Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB-TV and Bally Live. Top six at Lecom Park. Still no score in game one. Seven-inning matchup to kick off the doubleheader. Montgomery leading it off in the eighth spot. At the plate when Spahn was caught stealing to end the last inning. And pops one up to right, Swaggerty after it, but won't get there. That one touches down, a cheap leadoff single. Gets things going here for the Hammerheads in the top of the sixth. Just the second hit surrendered by Harrington with Rennie Hidalgo stepping up now. 0 for 1 with a pop out to Brannigan at third. Back in the third inning. Harrington set, first pitch. The man on and nobody out. Bunt showed, he gets it down first base side, right into the glove of Mojica. He goes for the two-handed tag. Makes the play for the first out, and moving up to second is Montgomery. It's good baseball from the Hammerheads. They did that in the second inning when they got the leadoff man on with a single. And in a seven-inning game, one run could really do it. Especially with the low amount of offensive production from both teams we saw in game one and thus far here tonight. First pitch to Ian Lewis at the top of the order, who's 0 for 2. Pops it up, third base side. Brannigan calls it confidently and makes a routine squeeze for the second out. Brings up Jordan McCants. Has worked 7-plus pitch at-bats in each of his first two trips, but struck out. Swinging in both of them. Nine-pitch battle in the fourth. Seven deliveries in the first. Harrington comes set. Brannigan playing even with the bag at third. First offering. McCants sharply hits it towards Tamar on the ground at second. Fields throws. Inning over. Six scoreless for Thomas Harrington. One man left for Jupiter. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Still no runs on the board when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth at Lecom Park, Ben Picorni with you on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB-TV and Bally Live. Brady Encarnacion to the mound. for Jupiter. 1-0 record, 19 and a third pitch, making his 12th appearance, a 1.40 ERA. Has struck out 26 and walked 5. Tamar Johnson 0 for 2. Leading off the home 6th. First pitch to him. Breaking ball misses low. Comfortable take, and it's 1-0 to start off this trip for Tamar. Both times he's gotten out really sharply hit balls. 1-0 pitch misses low as well. And now 2-0 the count to the Pirates. Number one overall prospect in the box for the Marauders, Tamar Johnson. 2-0 pitch from the righty. Fastball down the middle at 89 for strike one called. Marauders with action in their bullpen now. As Tamar takes another heater over the zone, above the knees for strike two. Ryan Harbin getting loose for Bradenton in the right field pen. 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Breaking ball in the dirt. Umpire says that Tamar foul tipped it. The ball hit the ground. Wow. Ball in the dirt. Umpire called a foul tip. And they're still going to call him out. Wow. One away. That is something. Jack Brannigan up 0 for 2 today. First pitch. Breaking ball hit high and deep to left by Brannigan. That one will stay in the yard. Hung breaking ball absolutely clocked to left. But this wind blowing in knocked it down. Brings Torero to the plate with two away in the inning now. Tamar should probably still be at the plate right now. First pitch to Torero. Fouls it off. Straight back for strike one. Torero gets down a bunt in front of home plate, a fair ball. Throw to first in time, inning over. Marauders set down in order. And we go to the 7th and final inning of Game 1 here tonight, tied at 0. When we come back on MILB TV, Bally Live in the Marauder Radio Network. Back here for the top of the 7th and final inning. In game one of this doubleheader, Ryan Harbin enters in relief of Thomas Harrington. No score going to the final frame here. 3 hits for the Marauders, 2 for Jupiter. Harbin enters with an impressive 1.65 ERA and 16 and a third pitch. First offering to Sanoa, grounded hit towards Tamar. One-handed scoop on the charge to the first. Plenty of time for the out. One down. Caballero up next. Single and a strikeout for him tonight. First pitch to Caballero from Harbin. Fastball burned at the knees. Call the ball, though, low, and it's 1-0. Ready, comes set. The 1-0 pitch. Hum down the middle. 96 on the gun for strike one to even things up. Harbin set the 1-1 offering with one away to Caballero. Gets out in front of a slider. Cuts it foul back towards the backstop for strike two. Harrington's day ends. Six pitched, two hits, no earned runs. One walk and three punch outs. Incredibly efficient afternoon for Thomas Harrington. 1-2 pitch from Harbin. Shot foul, right field line out of play. And we'll do the 1-2 again. All in two strikes. Harbin nods and sets. Pitch home. Fouled off. Barely getting a piece of it again as Caballero to stay alive for another 1-2. Harbin comes together. Third 1-2 pitch of this battle with Caballero on its way. Misses up and in, leaning out of the way of the high and tight hitter is Caballero. It's 2-2 now. Can't even add a pair apiece with one away. Harbin brings the hands together, fires home. Pitch misses outside, and the count full now. Did not miss by much. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Best hitter for average on this Jupiter Ball Club at the plate. Pitch. Grounded back to the mound. Harbin snares it comfortably. Gentle toss to first in time. Two down. Self-defense, but some great reactions from Ryan Harbin. Comebacker. Fielded like a professional that he is. And Brett Roberts steps in now, 0-1. Sacrifice bunt in the second, a line out in the fifth. Only way Marauders win this one is via the walk-off. First pitch, cutter. Call the ball, but is in the zone on ABS that I'm staring at right now, but 1-0 the count. Not sure if something glitched out there, the 1-0. Check swing. Yes, says the field umpire. Davion Fry for strike one. Ball and a strike. Harbin comes set. Even offering to Roberts. Swing and a miss. Backfoot sinker. Tied him up at 97 for strike two. Harbin a chance to set Jupiter down in order for the fifth time tonight. The 1-2. Misses low and away. Cutter tried to draw a swing and a miss and set a ball in the count, even at 2-2. Base is empty. Jupiter with just three men reaching base in this game. The 2-2 from Harbin. Bounces a cutter into the plate. Well in front of the dish. Ball three in the count, full. Fresh baseball for Harbin on the mound. Righty looks into Planchart for the signs. Comes set. Payoff pitch in the top of the seventh from Harbin. In the dirt, ball four. Go-ahead run gets on here in the top of the last. Roberts draws the walk. And Andrew Fernandez comes up now. Lined out to center in the second inning. And hit a rocket at Jamar Johnson at second. That was caught in the fifth. Harbin's first pitch to Fernandez. Takes a cut and a miss at a fastball low and away at 97 for strike one. 0-1 count with two away. Go ahead, run on first. Roberts with good speed. Pitch from Harbin. Check swing and a slider. Misses low and away. Did not go around. No appeal needed. It's 1-1. Roberts 4-for-4 in stolen base attempts this season. Takes his lead held on by Mojica. 1-1. Slider bounced to the plate. Gets away from Planchart momentarily. Runner goes. Throw down was on time but too high. Would have had him if it was on the money. And the go-ahead run in scoring position now on the wild pitch. Ball in the count, 2-1. Planchart heads out to the mound to talk to Harbin now. Quick chat between the pair. Two and one with two away. Go ahead run in scoring position. Harbin sets the pitch to Fernandez. Cutter misses low and in. 3-1 now. Ready comes together. Big lead at second for Roberts. 3-1 pitch. Chop towards third. Foul though. Just catches the foul line and skips to the left of the third base bag. Strike and the count full. Third consecutive full count at bat. A ground out to the mound, a walk, and to be determined is this battle between Harbin and Fernandez. Go ahead, run at second. Top of the seventh in this seven-inning game. No score. 3-2, two away, the payoff pitch from Harbin. Swing and a miss, strike three. Sinker at 97 ends the inning. And we will go to the bottom half of the seventh. Marauders trying to walk it off and break the 0-0 deadlock when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network.
Join the Marauders at Lecom Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB-TV, and Bally Sports Live. At Lecom Park, bottom of the seventh, final inning in game one of this doubleheader. 0-0 the score. Charlene Polanco 0-for-2 trying to get things going in the bottom half of the order for Bradenton. Three hits for the Marauders, 2 for Jupiter. One run will decide it here. First pitch. Polanco takes slider, misses inside. It's 1-0. And Encarnacion still on the mound for Jupiter. 1-0 pitch. Charlene takes. Fastball misses well inside. It's 2-0. Marauders with two walk-off victories this season. Bases loaded walk against Daytona in the Polanco infield single on Tuesday. 2-0 pitch. Check swing. Pitch misses. Appeal. No, says the field umpire, and it's 3-0 now to Polanco. Would be a very speedy runner to get on here, representing the winning run. 3-0. Schelling takes. Fastball up in the zone. Catches the inner half for strike one. Might even see Schelling take here 3-1. Don't think it would be the worst of ideas. The pitch takes. Ball four. Winning run gets on with nobody out. Now in the bottom of the seventh. Five pitch, 90-foot free pass for Schelling Polanco. Brings in Mojica. 0-for-2, a pop out to the first baseman and a ground out to third. Polanco with a conservative lead at first. No need to put yourself in bad spot as Mojica takes one very low, but it's called a strike. It's 0-1. Playing sharp. On deck, 1-for-1 today. Mojica trying to break up that 0-for-2 night. Pitch. Breaking ball low and away. Good take by Mojica. Lays off a curveball. And it's 1-1. Seen that movie many a time where he swings right over the top of that offering. Heftier lead at first for Polanco. 1-1. Fastball low. Taken for a ball, and it's 2-1 now. Neutral count, 2 balls and a strike, pitch. Mojica takes. Fastball catches the outer half of the plate for a called strike, and it's 2-2 now. 2-strike count. Might see Polanco take off, try to eliminate a double play chance. Pitch. Fake steal. Mojica rolls one to short. To second for one. Relay to first. Double play. There it is. And the leadoff base runner erased. Giovanni Planchard up now. Staring down the barrel of extra innings yet again. Planchi, a base hit and a walk tonight. 1-for-1. Castillo on deck behind him. And a good shot of a rainbow here on a beautiful Thursday evening. As Planchard takes a heater that misses outside, it's 1-0. Red is a fastball, looked like a curveball. 1-0. Misses low and away. Change up. Kicks up some dust, and 2-0 the count now. Empty bullpens for both sides. Likely to see Harbin go out there for another inning. If we go to the extra eighth frame, 2-0 pitch. Planchard takes heater down the middle. Bat never left the shoulders. Probably taken until he get a strike there. Now it does. 2-1 the count. Pitch. Fastball misses. Letter high. 3-1. Question is, do we see a pinch runner for Planchi if he's able to get on here? Outstandingly reliable defensively. 3-1 offering. Hit in the air to right. Foul and way out of play for strike two. The count full now. Zero, 0-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Full count, 2 outs. Winning run at the plate for Bradenton. Payoff pitch. Hit in the air to right. That one straight into the glove of Roberts. Marauders set down in a roundabout 1-2-3 fashion, and why not in a 7-inning game would we go to extras? No score after 7 total innings played. Extras coming up when we come back on MILB TV, Marauder Radio Network, and Bally Live.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's
It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe.
Back here for the top of the eighth extra inning in game one of this doubleheader. No score. Three hits for Bradenton. Two for Jupiter in the first seven innings. If you love pitcher's duels, this might be the series for you to pop on some pajamas, sit on the couch for the next 4 days, and tune into. Extra innings, second time this series. Fernandez, the automatic runner at second, Spahn in the box. First pitch takes, fastball misses in, it's 1-0. Marauders won 3-2 in 10 innings on Tuesday. Bradenton are 2-2. In four extra inning games played this season. 1-0 from Harbin. Pop foul out of play, first base side for a strike, and it's 1-1. Birdsong set down Jupiter in order in the 10th inning on Tuesday. Harbin trying to repeat that feat here. Ready, set. Corners in, the 1-1 pitch to Spahn. Breaking ball misses up and in, 2-1. Harbin having trouble locating that cutter. Wind howling in from center still. 2-1 pitch. Bounce towards third. Branigan scoops, checks second, throws to first in time, one away. Tough, tough play for Branigan. Kind of a tweener hop. Did everything right. Fielded well. Turned to second. Paused. Threw to strike to first to get the seven spot man for the first put away. Brings up Torin Montgomery. 1-for-2, a ground out, and a fluke single to right. Batting 232 this season. Scoreless game in the extra eighth inning here. First pitch. Montgomery takes, fastball misses low. It's 1-0. Marauders will have 1-2-3 in the order. Due up next inning. Defensive change in this inning, should add. Davey Stendahl now playing in right for Bradenton, placing Travis Swaggerty. 1-0. Breaking ball cuts in the middle of the zone. Called a strike, and it's 1-1. I'm sure you can hear that wind thumping up against the press box windows here. The 1-1. Slider bounces in the dirt. Comfortable take for ball two for Montgomery. Neutral count, two balls and a strike. Harbin's 2-1 pitch. Fastball misses low. 3-1 hitter friendly count now to Montgomery, the nine spot man. Hidalgo waits on deck. Hummed in there. Fastball at the knees. 97 on the gun for strike two in the count full. Payoff pitch. 3-2. Fouled off. Scoreless game in the eighth inning. Extra frame. Jupiter with only four base runners tonight. Marauders with eight. 3-2 again with one away to Montgomery. Fouls it off again. Fights alive. And we'll do the full count pitch for a third time. Three, two, one away. Harbin trying to pick up a crucial second out here in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch, ball four. Slider misses low and away. Now a Perriman on with one out in the top of the eighth inning for Jupiter. Rare walk from Harbin. And that brings pitching coach Matt Ford out of the Marauder dugout into the mound. Forty chatting with the entire infield crew as Rennie Hidalgo steps in, or will step in after this brief chat. Pop out to third in a sack bunt form. 0 for 1 tonight is Hidalgo. Home plate umpire Alex Lorre going to break up the conference. Terrar Johnson having a couple extra words with Harbin at the end there. Smiles on both their faces, keeping it light in a tight spot here. Right-handed hitting Hidalgo in the box. Go ahead, run at second. One away in the top of the eighth. First pitch fastball misses low, and it's 1-0. Ball and no strikes with one away. Double play. Opportunity, though. Pitch from Harbin. Fouled off. Hidalgo catches that one on the foot in the batter's box. I think might have snapped his bat, too, and he did. So a broken bat, foul off for strike one. One pitch. This is low, 2-1 now. One away. Harbin checks second. Fires. Fouled off. Count even, 2-2. Overcast sky starting to creep around here. 2-2 with one away to Hidalgo. Harbin trying to pitch his way out of trouble here in the top of the eighth extra inning. The pitch. Fouled off straight back. We'll do the 2-2 again. Top of the order, and Ian Lewis stands on deck. Count even at a pair apiece. Montgomery at first, Fernandez at second. 2-2 again. Swing and a miss, strike three. Elevated cutter. Hidalgo cuts past it, and there's two down. Top of the order man, Ian Lewis up. 0 for 3, a fly out, a pop out, and a ground out for him in game one here. Harbin's first pitch. Bounce towards first. Harbin charging after. Good scoop. He's going to take it himself. One unassisted. And it's a scoreless top of the eighth for Ryan Harbin. We go to the bottom of the eighth. 0-0 the score. Marauders a base hit away from walking it off in game one when we come back.
Throw your hands in the air, lift your head up high.
Back here on MILB TV, Bally Live in the Marauder Radio Network, bottom of the eighth, extra inning. No score between Bradenton and Jupiter. A pitcher's duel for the ages here taking place. Three hits for the Marauders, two for the Hammerheads. Bradenton need just one here with the automatic runner Giovanni Planchart standing on second to claim the game one win in the doubleheader tilt. Jesus Castillo will lead it off. A walk, a flyout, and a strikeout for him. Corners in, expecting the bunt. Encarnacion, first pitch. Castillo squares, gets it down, but Planchart will not advance. Now goes on the throw. He breaks late. He is safe at third. A delayed break for third. Still works out on the sack bunt. And now the winning run 90 feet away. Didn't look like a comfortable laydown from Castillo. Popped it up. Pitcher Encarnacion opted to let it drop. They got the out at first. Planchart broke after the throw was made to the bag and got in there by the tip of his toes, quite literally. Nadal up, entered as a defensive replacement for Swaggerty. Last inning takes fastball in 1-0. Anything through the infield would win it for Bradenton. 1-0 pitch misses away, 2-0 the count now. Nadal has some bunting ability as well. Could we see the squeeze play to walk it off here? Encarnacion set the 2-0 pitch. Nadal takes a big swing and a miss at a fastball, eye level for strike number one. Two and one, one away. Winning run on third. Pitch to Nadal. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Count even. Alasco on deck. Nadal calls time, regrips the batting gloves. Two, two, one away. Winning run on third in the bottom of the eighth. Extra inning in game one of the doubleheader. 2-2. Misses inside. The count full to Nadal. Infield up on the grass for Jupiter. Full count, one away. Winning run 90 feet away. Still scoreless in eight. The pitch. Ball four in the dirt. Nadal reaches on the free pass. Now pair on the corners with Nolasco stepping in 0-for-3. Two strikeouts and a flyout for Rodolfo in game one here. One looking, one swinging. He's got to drop a ball down in the outfield grass, smoke it through the infield, or hit an infield pop fly and have somebody drop it like we saw on Tuesday. Corners remain even with the bag. Middle infielders back off. First pitch. Fouled off a hung breaking ball. Nolasco just clips it behind him for strike one. Catcher gives out the touch signs. Maybe expecting Davies to try and take off for second here. He has 11 stolen bases that lead the Marauders this year. 1-1. Or 0-1 with one away. Breaking ball, chopped foul, third base side for strike two. Tremar waits on deck. Winning run on third in the bottom of the eighth, extra inning in game one of the doubleheader. Pitch, Nadal goes. Alasco takes upstairs. And the Defensive indifference sees Nadal take second. Double play no longer on the cards, and the infield comes back up to the grass. Same spot we were in on Tuesday. Runners on second and third, one out. Tie game in the extra. 1-2 pitch to Nolasco. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball at the letters, and there's two away. Brings up Tamar Johnson. Pirates' number one overall prospect. Could win it with a base hit. And they're going to intentionally walk Tamar to bring up Jack Brannigan. So they'll walk the bases loaded to face Brannigan. Jack is 0-18 since coming off the IL. Nobody is more due than him, and he's got more than enough ability to find a base hit to win this one here. Bases loaded, winning run at third in the bottom of the eighth, two away. First pitch breaking ball gets away from Encarnacion. Fernandez bails him out with a good block to his right. Nearly saw a wild pitch walk off there. 1-0, two away, bases loaded. Planchy at third, Nadal at second, Tamar at first. 1-0 pitch to Brannigan. Breaking ball, misses up and in, 2-0. The 2-0 to Brannigan. Fastball misses away, 3-0. Marauders have won one game on a walk-off walk this season. Is this number two? 3-0. Two outs, winning run on third. The base is loaded. Encarnacion's 3-0 pitch. Fastball, call the strike. Man, watching the K-zone too, folks. That was barely kissing the zone, but got just enough. First strike one, 3-1 the count now with two outs. Winning run at third, bases loaded in the bottom of the eighth, the pitch. Swing and a tip into the glove of the catcher, Fernandez, strike two. Full count, two outs. Bottom of the eighth, extra inning here at Lecom Park. Bases loaded, no score in game one of the doubleheader. Winning run 90 feet away. Brannigan taking his time. Steps in. Full count, two outs. The payoff pitch in the ball game. Encarnacion set. Pitch. Fouled off. We'll do it again. Full count still to Brannigan. Base hit wins it. Air wins it. Walk wins it. Full count, two away. The second payoff pitch in the ballgame. Encarnacion fires. Fastball down the middle, called strike three. Brannigan goes down looking. And we will play a ninth inning. 0-0, still the score, going to our second extra frame. When we come back on MILB TV, the Marauders Radio Network, and Bally Live.
Yeah, I'm down bad. She slammed that door and she broke my heart. That girl sure got out of town fast. She bounced, so I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through. Hey, baby, what's it gonna say for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning. Strong and before too long, this old number seven's on round nine. A lot of dive bar downtown, yeah. And ooh, I
know I probably oughta throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of letting this heart stay beat down, pulling up this chair. Sitting here wishing on a neon star, up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes true. Hey baby, what's it gonna take for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning in this car, sitting here wishing on a neon star.
Back here for the top of the ninth, extra inning at Lecom Park. Seven-inning doubleheader game scheduled. Might as well just play nine anyway. Junior Tebow to the mound for the Marauders. Tebow with a 3.07 ERA this year. 1-2 record in 11 games. 14 2/3 pitch, has struck out 12 and walked 9. Opponents batting 143 against him. Jordan McCants up. Ian Lewis, the automatic runner on second. Corners in, first pitch from Tebow. Fastball misses, gets away from Planchart. My goodness, that was almost a disaster there. It's 1-0. Not the best of starts from Tebow. Righty sets the 1-0 pitch to McCants. Fouled off. Chases one for strike one to even up the count. Tebow looking in for the signs from Planchy. Comes set, checks on Lewis at second, the 1-1 offering. On its way. Fouled off again. High fastball spoiled to the backstop, and it's 1-2 now. Ball and two strikes. Nobody out in the top of the second, extra inning here. Man at second. The pitch. Popped up, foul territory, third base side. Brannigan chasing after it into left field. That one's going to get out of play, though, into the fourth row. And we'll do the 1-2. Again, good track by our camera. And a souvenir there for a young fan. 1-2, still the count. Offense at a premium. Rodder's last hit came in the fifth inning. A hit in the second and sixth for Jupiter. Tebow sets. 1-2 pitch. Trying to put away McCants for a second time. Fouled off. We'll do it again. Third 1-2 offering upcoming. One, two again from Tebow to McCants. Still looking for that first out. Hit high in the air to center field. Polanco circling after it. Runner is going to tag for third. The throw there is not in time. Lewis kind of poses as if he just hit a walk-off homer. Man that's 0 for 4 pulls himself 90 feet away from scoring to put Jupiter on top. Good throw from Polanco. Missed 2 feet away from what would have been the perfect spot to fire it at. One out. Javier Sanoja to the plate, 0 for 3, a pop out, a fly out, and a ground out. Infield in for Bradenton. First pitch to Sanoja from Tebow. Driven to right. Nadal makes the squeeze. Runner stumbles as he tags. Throw home. He's not going to come home. An air by Lewis. Maybe he shouldn't have posed after tagging up from second, because messed up there. And a guaranteed sack fly Turns into a second out, and that runner still stands at third. Go-ahead run at third in a tied game at 0-0 in the top of the ninth inning. First pitch fastball misses below the knees, and it's 1-0 to Jorge Caballero. He has a single, a strikeout, and a ground out tonight. 1-for-3 at the plate. 0-0 in the top of the ninth. Tebow at the belt. First pitch in the 1-0 count. Driven to right. Breaking ball is going to tail out of play in the count. 1-1 now. Ball and a strike with two away. Go-ahead run 90 feet away. Pitch. Fastball at the knees. Called strike number two. And the count. A ball and two strikes now. One-two with two away from Tebow. Driven to right. Nadal has a read on it. Shuffles to his left. Inning over. 9 scoreless innings for the Marauders pitching staff. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth. 0-0 the score. Bradenton, another chance to walk it off when we come back on MILB TV. Bally Live in the Marauder Radio Network. Here for the bottom of the ninth on the Marauder Radio Network. Extras still at Leadcom Park, still 0-0 the score. Marauders with 3 hits, Jupiter with 2. Marauders have been walked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times in the game. They have left a combined 9 men on the base paths. New arm is Evan Taylor on the mound for Jupiter. The left-hander with a 2.12 ERA has tossed 17 innings, striking out 25 and giving out just 6 walks this season. Brannigan is the automatic runner on second for the Marauders. Torero in the batter's box. Brannigan struck out, looking with the bases loaded last inning. Corners in, Torero 1-for-3 at the plate in the left-handed side. First pitch to Torero. Bounces one high back towards the mound, fielded. Thrown to first, pulls the first baseman off the bag, but stuck it enough to get Torero. But that does the job of the bunt and moves the winning run to third. Brannigan 90 feet away from ending this one. Charlene Polanco in the box, infield in, one away, winning run 90 feet away. First pitch. Swings and misses at a slider way outside for strike one. Shalina, walk, a fly out, and a strikeout tonight. A bunt, a sack fly, a base hit. Anything would end this game for the Marauders. 0-1. Lines one up the middle, a base hit. Walk it off, Bradenton. Two walk-off hits and extra innings in the series for the Marauders. Shalene Polanco, he loves it. The Marauders love it. And they win game one of the doubleheader. 1-0 in nine innings. Mike Walsh storming after Shalene. He gives him a little bit of a shower with the Dixie Cup. And Bradenton cap off game one in walk-off fashion, their second extra inning walk-off win this series. Both of them belong to Shalene Polanco. Now the Marauders going to have to pick up all that gum they and seeds they dumped on the field, because we got to play another game in 30 minutes here. We'll quickly wrap this one up from game one. Marauders take it 1-0 in nine innings. If you liked offense, this was not the game for you. If you loved clutch pitching, you should have buckled up and enjoyed all nine of this battle here. Jupiter finished with two hits, just no runs in the game, the big factor in this one. No errors for either team. Marauders with one run on four hits. Bradenton leave nine men on base. Jupiter end up leaving five on the base paths in this game. They go hitless with runners in scoring position here today. Game two of the doubleheader coming up in about 30 minutes. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni. 1-0 the final in extras in game one. Shalene Polanco the hero for a second time this series. We'll see you for game two shortly here on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live, and the Marauders Radio Network.
Heart beating fine, TV worth taking a man of mine.
Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning, senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Got almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night. Feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front step. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. I want to know how forever feels. Hey, I want to know how forever feels. Girl, I want to know how forever.
I don't need another turn to cry, no. I don't want to learn the hard way, baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. This kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight on the rooftop under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion. Let's let everything slide. You got me floating. You got me flying. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss.
Just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart's a go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine, man. I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. The auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine, man. I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress, but she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love and laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. She's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Through college on my grandpa's farm, I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path, it's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the fall. Green on
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We gained a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet in the middle. It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long.
Boogie. go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. Well, she's
the high stakes.
As her folks drive away, her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like I that long ago. When she stood there and let her own folks know she needed wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. She needs new faces. She knows the high stakes. She knows the high stakes. She knows the highest stakes. She knows the highest stakes. She knows the highest
Rio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade her ride. He said, I got what you need, son, as we step down in the cellar. He reached through the cobwebs as he turned on the light. He said, you might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stayed over real close at me, drove down to the lake road, watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're sitting with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, solve a problem. Well, it's almost dawn. Ain't no time for sleeping if our love is wearing thin. 'Cause I ain't giving up, you ain't giving in. No matter, love starts to live, love starts to live. Starts slipping away.
got the kind of love that people dream about. Don't let a love start slipping, love starts slipping away. All the life we've been living, it's harder every day. Don't let a love start slipping, love starts slipping away. It's past the point of right or wrong, but find a way to just hold on. Yeah.
Thank you. You know it sure felt right.
Hello, as some of you may have guessed, in a delay here in between games one and two of the doubleheader, announced it on social media and have posted it elsewhere around now, but tarp has been put on now at Lecom Park just past the 8 o'clock hour here in Bradenton, so waiting to see what the conclusion of today's play or the conclusion of the day without play will look like here this evening at Lecom Park. We'll keep you updated on at the underscore Marauders on Twitter and course update you here when we have an update. Marauders winning the game one in walk-off fashion, 1-0 in extras, hoping to be able to play game two tonight, if not looking at a paws and claws doubleheader tomorrow night here at Lecom Park. Stay tuned, updates to follow here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV, and Valley Sports Live.
They settled down on 8 acres, raising sweet corn, kids and tomatoes. They went together like a hand and a glove. On a clear day from their front yard, if you look and know what to look for, up to the east you can still read his words of love.
But told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Now we're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started.
started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Yeah. driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Ryan County Watermelon Festival ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down, took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine. Watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia around about July. If you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, let's flip a coin.
Together,
was 17, I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget something like that. Oh, not something like that.
You love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. And every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. I wanna spend the whole night in your house.
I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and then she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman, fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna look you uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my mama, and I left that rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby, mama died, and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do, and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the streets. 1 week later, I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, it was.
I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And then I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse where I ain't the man. Now in this world there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that call me bad and criticize Mama for turning me out, no matter how little we've had. But though I ain't had to worry about nothing from now on 15 years, well, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ears. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, and I guess she did.
the day I was led to temptation, and then weakness did let your love down. I have prayed that with time and compassion you'd come around, and I keep waiting for you to forgive me. Foundation is on solid ground. Do we roll up our sleeves and repair it, or burn it down? And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying Chablis and
some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night.
On the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big dance floor. And I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna dance. Yeah, tonight. Hey. They got an alligator stew and a crawfish pie. A Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta, it's quite sure. They got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain. And there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except when the paper says, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. When you learn to dance with your rock and roll, you learn to swing with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show in the club. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner at a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Of a big dance floor, and I
Everybody wants a little piece of my time. Still I put you at the end of the line. Oh, how it breaks my heart to cause you this pain, to see the tears you cry falling like rain.
They were pretty smart, but you got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius.
Hello and welcome back to the Marauders Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Sports Live. Tonight's game, game two of the doubleheader, has been postponed, so we will play another doubleheader, give it a go tomorrow. 5 o'clock first pitch in game one, Marauders with Urkelani and J.P. Massey available for the two games scheduled for tomorrow. 5 o'clock game, 7 innings, and then 30 minutes following game one. Hopefully going to play game two, another 7-inning contest. Marauders take game one of this doubleheader. They won it in extra innings, 1-0 in 9 the final. Shalene Polanco with his second walk-off hit in as many games here against Jupiter. The Marauders and Hammerheads 2-0 in the series in favor of the Baby Bucks. We will see you tomorrow night on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live. and the Marauder Radio Network. I'm your voice of the dirt, is Ben Picorni. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. I know you enjoyed the outcome in Game 1. We'll see you later. Go Bucks.